AircheckDownloads.com.
Well, a bit sort of mixed, isn't it? Thank you, Kim. It's 6:30 past nine, Wednesday morning. Good morning. This is Paul Robinson on Morning Call. Upside down A to Z and sunglasses and all the other gear. They're always a dead giveaway, aren't they? There's the tourists. I only want to be with you. 9 minutes past nine and my third to last day on Morning Call. Get the tissues out. Now, thank you very much to Irene Coltman's husband who came in yesterday with a card and also a little lavender bag in the shape of a T-shirt with my name on the front and 257 on the back. A nice little souvenir. Thank you for that. This one's specially for you, David Bowie. You must be joking this time in the morning. Let's dance. David Bowie, 9:13. I was handed a note yesterday by Carol King from the Cleveland branch of the Children's Heart Unit Fund. There is a coffee morning on Tuesday, 23rd of October, 10 till 12 noon at Stainton Village Church Hall. There's a cake stall, second-hand bookstalls and a raffle as well. 30p gets you in the door. All the money raised goes to the Children's Heart Unit Fund. That's a coffee morning, Tuesday, 23rd of October, next week, 10 till 12 noon at Stainton Village Church Hall. John File 9:45, Word Games at 10 to 10. Billy Mason is here. We look at British meat. And also look at how good a driver are you. That's all coming up between now and 12.
For centuries, breakfast has been a vital part of the great British tradition.
You're listening to 257 on Medium Wave, the sound of home.
Morning Call with Paul Robinson.
Well, that's all very well, but just wait till that phone bill arrives on the mat. It'll be, oh, it can't be that much, surely. Stevie Wonder, I just called to say I love you at 9:20 on the travelling situation. The A66 westbound between Stockton Racecourse and the Arm Road Interchange is down to a single lane in places for crash barrier repairs. The work goes on each day from 7:30 till 4 in the afternoon and will be finished next Friday. So be prepared for single lane on that stretch of the A66 westbound between Stockton Racecourse and the Arm Road Interchange. Thank you very much for all the cards wishing me all the best. Thank you for those. One here from Margaret and Janet Murphy, and also one from Peter Robinson, the Radio Tees antiques expert, who says good luck to you and your wife and good luck for the future. Watch out, Arthur Negus. Thank you for all the cards. Anyway, here's the Style Council. I'm shouting. Well, sort of shouting, you know. Sort of shouting softly. As the Style Council's new single is 9:22, we turn the clock back to 1962 next.
Go down to Presto East Street, Darlington now, and you'll find there's even more on offer.
Paul Robinson on Radio Tees.
They're watching you everywhere. A bit George Orwellian, that, isn't it? The night has a thousand eyes. So watch out what you're doing. 9:28, have a note from enrolled nurses Chris Turner, Sharon Waterfield and Angela Hawkes, who would like your plants. It's true, your over-large plants, the ones you can't keep in the house anymore, to brighten up the day rooms at North Tees General Hospital. So if you have a plant that's grown a bit too big for your house and you wouldn't mind donating it, here's the phone number, 672-122, extension 278. 672-122, and thank you. Smooth operator on Radio Tees, Wednesday morning with Paul Robinson. The A66 westbound between Stockton Racecourse and the Arm Road Interchange is down to a single lane in places for crash barrier repairs. The work goes on each day from 7:30am to 4pm and will be finished next Friday. So problems on the A66 westbound between Stockton Racecourse and the Arm Road, be prepared for delays. That number again for the plant, if you have a plant you can donate to North Tees General Hospital, 672-122, extension 278. The bigger the better and the more the better. 672-122, extension 278. Oh, a note here from Daihatsu UK in Dover. Good luck in your new job, Paul. Thank you very much. And one here from Linda and Peter at Going Shopping Magazine in Gisborough, who wish me all the best to me and my wife, and look forward to seeing you again sometime when I'm in the Coventry area. Linda, thank you very much indeed for that. This one is for you and all at Going Shopping. It's UB40. If it happens again, you're in the class in the corner and no tea either. It's UB40 and it's 24 minutes to 10 o'clock, Wednesday morning, and my third to last day on Radio Tees, leaving on Friday and then off south down to Coventry, so not much more of me. Thank heavens, you're saying. If you have any antiques, maybe you'd like to make some money from them, because they can sometimes be valuable. Well, there's a team of antique specialists in attendance at St. Cuthbert's Church Hall in Darlington today. They're going to be there in about 25 minutes' time, 10 o'clock until 4, to give advice on up to 3 items of your choice, OK? Entrance fee is £1 at the door, including your 3 items, and all the proceeds go to the British Red Cross Society. So if you have any antiques, St. Cuthbert's Church Hall, Darlington, 10 till 4 today. You never know, you could make yourself a fortune. On the other hand, and if you fancy a spot of afternoon tea today, you can pop along to Great Athen Messages Centre between 2.45 and 4.15 and partake of the teas for only 70p. There'll be a variety of stalls selling cakes, books, bric-a-brac and other items you can put all your cream all over whilst you're munching away. Oh, Coronation Street tonight, 7.30 tonight. An investigator descends on the Duckworth household to check out Jack's claim for benefit, and Bette Lynch meets Betty Turpin's new lodger. Could there be some rivalry? I think you never know. There might be. We'll find out tonight at 7.30. In the mood for dancing are the Nolans, and they are next.
And today in Great British Painters, we talk to a painter very much in the Constable tradition.
We're here to make a smile, entertain you for a while, with the sound of Home Radio Tees.
Morning Call with Paul Robinson. You must be joking, dear. Shake a leg, I'm in the mood for dancing, and those are the Nolans, and this is, yes, the job file, that's right.
The job file.
I know you can't wait, can you? Sitting on the edge of your seat.
The job file.
Just like me. Right, 3 job vacancies from Stockton Job Centre this morning. The first one is for an ink processor in Thornaby. You should be aged 21 to 50 on Stockton 675146. And the lines are open for word games on 606-257. Give me a call now. 606-257.
Don't you walk on?
Ooh, sends a shiver down the old spine, doesn't it? Nothing to do with the record. It's cold in here. Lionel Richie's Penny Lover, the A66 westbound between Stockton Racecourse and the Yarm Road interchange, is down to single lane in places for crash barrier repairs. The work goes on each day from 7.30 till 4 and will be finished on Friday, so you may find delays on the A66 westbound between Stockton Racecourse and the Yarm Road interchange. This is Morning Call with Paul Robinson, my third to last one. It's 12 minutes to 10 and Word Games is next.
Go down to Presto East Street, Darlington now, and you'll find there's even more on offer.
257 1170 medium wave 95 VHF stereo. This is Radio Tees.
There's been a dramatic house fire in Middlesbrough. Fire damage to a North Yorkshire factory threatens the jobs of its staff, and a handicapped Cleveland girl's won a place on a youth training scheme with a little help from a friend. All the details after the latest national and worldwide news from the studios of IRN in London.
The 12 o'clock news, this is Douglas Cameron.
Aircheckdownloads.com.